He's allowed to light candles also.
Mishum Rav Yitzchak Amru, Rav Yitzchak said also, Atzonen loy da kotin. He's allowed to make like even one good dish also. He could fry for himself one small fish. In other words, not just on bread, but you're allowed to have one fish, one dish also. So this is Rav Huna's chiddush, that a person forgot to make an Erev Tav Shilin, he's allowed to cook exactly what he needs for Shabbos. So that's why in our Mishnah, Beis Hillel would be makel to make the Atzmona. It's only Beis Shammah that said this also. Tanya Nam Yochi, we learned also like this in a Braisa, that Mi Shlohaniach Aruvah Tav Shilin. Somebody before Yom Tov, when Yom Tov comes out Thursday, Friday, then a Shabbos, the person forgot to make an Erev Tav Shilin. So the locha is, Oifin Loi Pas Achas. You're allowed to bake for him, or he could bake for himself one bread. The Toimdin Loi Kadei Rachas. One food, one dish, he could wrap up to keep it hot for Shabbos. Or Madlikin Loi Asaner. You're allowed to light the key, could light the candles, one there where it needs to cover Shabbos, he's allowed to. Or Mechaman Loi Kiten Achas. And one hot pot of water he can keep also. The Yeshermim, some even say, Atzerlin Loi Da Kotin. He's also allowed to fry for himself one small fish, to have a nice dish for Shabbos also. You see such a throw like Rav Huna, that even though you forgot to make an Erev Tav Shilin, and like this, with the Rabbanon, you're not allowed to cook for tomorrow for Shabbos, but if you have nobody else to cook for you, or if you have no food left over in the refrigerator, you have no food to eat, the Rabbanon will make it to say you are allowed to cook exactly what you need for Shabbos. That's why there's still in the Mishnah is matter to make the Atzmona. Rav says no. Liyolam sheniach. We're talking about a person talking made an Erev Tav Shilin. If you made an Erev Tav Shilin before Yom Tov, the question is, why does Beis Shammai say you cannot make Hatmona on Friday, L'Kavod Shabbos? Why not? You made an Erev Tav Shilin. So Maran says, Oshani Hatmona. Hatmona is different. What's Hatmona? You're taking the pot off the fire now, and you want to wrap it around with a rag, with towels, to keep it hot. To Muchacha Milsa, the Adaita de Shabbat Kavod. Everybody sees clearly, like you're taking it off now Friday afternoon. So what's the purpose of wrapping it up to still keep it hot? It looks clearly you're doing it only Tzorach Shabbos. So since it looks clearly you're doing L'Kavod Shabbos, we don't let you do it. Hey, it's time to cook on Yom Tov if we let you, because we don't see you cooking for tomorrow. Maybe you're cooking, you want to use it today. Maybe you want to bake to eat the food today. But here at Tumana, if you want to eat the food today, what do you have to wrap it up for? The soup is nice and hot. Just take it off and use it. What's the purpose of wrapping it around? It looks clearly you want to use it for tomorrow. So maybe I'll tell you what Tumana Beis Shammai says you can't do, even with an Erev Tav Shilin. That's Rabbi Svara. Seisvei Abaye. Someone says, the Mocha Milsa, the Adaita, the Shabbat, the Kovit. We see clearly your purpose of wrapping around this soup is to keep it hot for Shabbos, and that's also even with an Erev Tav Shilin, according to Beis Shammai. On this Friday Gemara, Eisvei Abaye. Abaye asked the question. That Chanan Yoimer, this Tana Chanan said, Beis Shammai Yoimer, that what is Beis Shammai Shita? Beis Shammai holds like this. The Lachas of Erev Tav Shilin is, and oifen elim came orav apas. If you want to be able to bake on Friday for Shabbos, it's only good if when you made an Erev Tav Shilin yesterday, you had something baked. You used a baked bread. V'yei nevashna elim came orav atavshon. He holds if you want to cook on Friday for Shabbos, it's only good if the Erev you made yesterday also has a food that was cooked. In other words, whatever you want to do on Friday for Shabbos has to be part of the Erev Tav Shilin. If you want to make hot tamon, if you want to take the soup off the fire on Friday and wrap it around with a towel to keep it hot for Shabbos, you could only do that. That's Chanan Yeshita B'kitzam, that whatever you want to do on Friday, the covered Shabbos, has to be included in the Erev Tav Shilin. So if you want to be able to do all three things on Friday, to cook, to bake, and to make Hatzmona, on Erev Yom Tov, you had to make such an Erev Tav Shilin that the Erev Tav Shilin started out with something that was baked, something that was cooked, and you had Hatzmona then also. But I call upon him, but if you did have part of the Erev Tav Shilin, on Erev Yom Tov, you had a hot soup that you wrapped around and did it l'shem, Erev Tav Shilin, Chanan Yisrin, even according to Beis Shammai, you're allowed to make then Hatzmona on Yom Tov. You see clearly, Erev Tav Shilin helps even for Atzmona. So we're back to our Mishnah. Why does our Mishnah say that Rav Gamliel said according to Beis Shammai, you're not allowed to make Atzmona on Yom Tov for Shabbos? Why not? If you made an Erev Tav Shilin, even Chananya holds, the Chumrah of Chananya even says, if part of the Erev Tav Shilin was Atzmona, you're allowed to make Atzmona now for Shabbos. So why can't you make Atzmona? Zemar says, you are allowed to do it. Even though, like you wanted to say a svara rova, that our tumon is different, that we see clearly doing it for tomorrow, nothing doing, we don't know from that svara. Here it says clearly, if you made an erev tashilin, part of it was hatmona, you are allowed to now on Friday take the soup off the fire and wrap a towel around it. You could make a ma'is hatmona. So if you're allowed to make a ma'is hatmona, why does our Mishnah say no? Elo amir Abaya, kegoyin she'orav lezeh, v'loy orav lezeh, v'chanan yehiv aliva de Beis Shammai. A portion of Terence. Our Mishnah goes according to Chananya, according to Beis Shammai. The Beis Shammai Shita is not like we do. We make one erev tashil and we leave over one thing, either something cooked or something baked, and we hold that helps for everything. You leave over one egg, now on Friday you're allowed to cook, you're allowed to bake, you can make atmona. Chananya says no. According to Beis Shammai, the erev has to include all three things. If you want to be able on Friday to cook, you have to have something cooked before Yom Tov. If you want to bake, you have to have something baked. If you want to make hatmona, you have to have hatmona before. So our Mishnah is talking about that the person made the erev tashilin before Yom Tov, but he only had something baked and he only had something cooked. He did not have a ma'is hatmona. He did not have a hot soup wrapped around with a towel. So since in the erev tashilin he did not have the ma'is hatmona, according to Beis Shammai, you are not allowed to make hatmona on Yom Tov. That's the chumrah of the Mishnah. That's what the Gemara is saying. He was noyig like Beis Shammai. According to Beis Hillel Halacha, nothing doing. Since you make an Erev Tashilun, even though you only have one thing, you only have either one egg or something baked, that helps for all three purposes. But our Mishnah, according to Beis Shammai, goes according to Chananya that says not like that. Each purpose needs its own Erev. So the reason why the Mishnah says you can't make Hatzmona, Chok of Mayaskina, where you did not put part of your Erev, was not the Mayas Hatzmona. Friday. Then the Mishnah says, V'ein Zoyk V'nesa Menorah. If the menorah falls down on Yom Tov, you can't put it back together again. My COVID, what's wrong? What are you doing? Hadav minestam, you're picking up a menorah. Amar Rav Chinan Noah Bar Bisna, and it's not muksa on Yom Tov. Yom Tov, you use a menorah, you can light oil on Yom Tov. So Amar Rav Chinan Noah Bar Bisna, ocha be menorah shalchuyis afkinin. We're talking about a menorah that comes into pieces. Shalchuyis, like parts. You could take the parts out. The merzei kebayna. Now that it fell down and it came apart, if you want to put it back together again, the Beis Shammai Savri Yesh Binyan B'Kelim. Beis Shammai holds us to put the pieces back together again because there's an Issa Binyan even on Kelim. Oh, Beis Hillel Savri Ein Binyan B'Kelim. Beis Hillel Shittur is no, there's no Issa Binyan on Kelim, the Ein Stira B'Kelim. There's no Issa to take apart the Kli either. So Taisa speaks out, Oh, Beis Hillel Savri Ein Binyan Stira B'Kelim. The Yim Toima, for Taisa, second Taisa is, everybody holds it on Shabbos. If a menorah comes apart, you can't put it back together again. Good, it's only Yosem with the Rabbonin. But our co-point is an Issa with the Rabbonin. One territory says, on Shabbos, the Rabbonin said it's Osir. But on Yom Tov, since Midiraisa with Smuta, the Rabbonin will not machmir on Yom Tov. On Yom Tov, there's Ein Binyan, according to Beis Hillel, you're allowed to put a kli together again. It's one territory. The whole menorah comes namish into pieces. So then to put it back together again, that's also. It looks like you're building it from scratch. Here we're talking about the whole menorah didn't come apart. It just like got loose a little bit. So all you got to do is pick it up and the pieces go back into place. Here it's mutter. But in the case that the pieces will come apart, then to put it back again, together again, that would be also on Yom Tov. Right. No, even according to Beis Hillel. So he's kashrut, even according to Beis Hillel. There's kashrut, how does Beis Hillel say it's mutter here? I, by Shabbos, we hold, you can't do it with the Rabbanon on Shabbos. So one Toys says, even according to Beis Hillel, there it's only by Shabbos that it's also, but here, on Yom Tov, it's mutter. So his second Toys says, here that it's mutter, it's only if the menorah didn't really come apart. It's only got a little bit loose. So by picking it up again, it's going into place, but you're not doing a binyan. That's when Beis Hillel says it's mutter. But in the case of menorah comes apart into pieces, then even Beis Hillel was moida. That midrabbanan, you're not allowed to put it together again. Weiter. Ula ikloy la Rabbi Yehuda. Ula went to visit Rabbi Yehuda. Kom Shemaya, so when he was there, his shamish, his servant, zokaf lo l'shaga, picked up the menorah. It was like a kli there, and he picked it up, Zuckerberg, he picked it up. What was the purpose of picking it up? So Rashi says, Zuckerberg the Shargo, Shayer Reut says she is Talek Hashem Nechurut. He wanted that the oil should go away from the nair, from the fire. For La Yim Shachachrab Silavat Hichber. Because he wanted the light to go out. So it was like a candle, it was burning, he had a wick inside the oil. So to like picked up the ner, this lantern, that the oil should go away from the fire, so that the fire should go out. That's what he did on Yom Tov. So Eisvei Rabbi Yehuda Lula. So Rabbi Yehuda has a kasha tula. It says a din that Hanois and Shem Bener Chayim Shumaver. If somebody adds oil to a ready burning candle, ner, a burning lantern, it's also, it's called you're making it burn better. It's also on Shabbos. It's also on Shabbos. The Amistapik Menu Chayim Mishum Mechada. Somebody that takes away oil from a burning ner, it's also wasser. Because by taking it away, you're making it go out. It's an Nesek Kibui. So in other words, when you have the nair burning, the wick is burning, you're not allowed to take away the oil from it. I didn't realize it. And he's exactly right. It's not also to do. Rashi, Hanois and Shem Bnei B'Shabbes, Hamastapek and other men of Yechel, Chayim Mishum Mechabim, the Kibu B'Yom Tov Lo Yishtori. So Rashi, even on Yom Tov, there's also us. Yom Tov is mutter to burn. But to take out, there's no tzorich Eichel Nefesh, you're taking it out. So you don't have a right to take out the fire on Yom Tov. So therefore, to take away the shemen from the burning wick would be also on Yom Tov. Lava that toy also hashamish mashosam. Notice I did not instruct the servant to do it. He did it on his own, and if he would ask me, I would have told him, you're right, you're not allowed to do it. Omer Rav, kenva shori. Kenva is mutter. Rashi says, what kenva? That's limchoit roish hapsila. If you have the wick burning, and you want to like knock off the top black part that's not letting it burn so well, you can knock off that top black part of the wick. Shenasa pechem, that's mutter. And by doing that, you make a pech, you make a coal even. So Toys doesn't like this chart. Toys doesn't hear when the current pregnant maybe currently moist in the saner. So Toys says, the chenir, the trey chuti yeshecha b'shash adelik v'enu ha'ud l'kamon v'yeshecha l'achar shakova sh'mesak n'esat eshiyid l'kmar v'meisa pech and sh'vosh ha'psila v'kach n'yuch yishid l'kosa v'enu hud l'ocham. So here we're talking about that you have the wick that's burning, and when it goes out, right after it goes out, you want to make it nice, in order that when you want to burn it a second time, you can use it well. So you're allowed to do that on Yom Tov now, because you want to use it again to burn on Yom Tov. You're allowed to burn a nair on Yom Tov. So you're fixing up this nair, this a wick, in order to be used on Yom Tov. That's mutter. Boy imenei abba bar maasom yabai. He has to shout from Abaya, mal lichva sasaner mifnei dover acher. If somebody allowed to take out the nair, it distinguishes the fire on Yom Tov, mifnei dover acher means tashma shamita. Somebody boy wants to be with his wife, and the law career is in front of a candle, in front of light, you're not allowed to be with your wife. So he's allowed to take out the fire on Yom Tov or not. Oh my Lord, so he answered back that Ef Shebabayis Acher. If you have another room, another house, so treat you have no right to take out this fire, go to another house. So he said, what about Ein Le Bayis Acher? The guy doesn't have another house. My, what's going to be the law then? So Ef Shelasis Le Mechitza. But I call upon him, you can make a Mechitza. So don't have to put out the fire, make a Mechitza. Even though lalocha we hold really not allowed to make a real mechitza. If you make a mechitza gevoya yutfachim, it's called a mechitza lahatir, it's also to make such a mechitza on Yom Tov. So you have to say it's not a real mechitza yutfachim. Maybe it's just a mechitza of covering up the fire, the nair, that you don't see the fire. If you don't see the fire directly, then it could be mutter. So here it doesn't really mean hilkas mechitza, just means block off the light. So he says, ein lo lasas mechitza mai. He has nothing to block off the light with. What will be the lalocha? You know what? Put a kli on top of the nair. So what about ein lo kli? I have nothing to put on top of the nair. So in a case where I can't block out the light, the only way out is to put out the fire is in mutter, in order that I can have tashmas with my wife. So Omaleh, he answered back, Osir, you're not allowed to. You're not allowed to take out the fire. That's not called Eichel Nefesh. It's also to do on Yom Tov. This malach of kibui, of taking out the fire, is also to do on Yom Tov. So Eisvei Avakasha. The din is ein mechaben esab because you're not allowed to take, if wood is burning, you can't take out the fire from the wood. Some of you have rachmonis, a nice beam got caught on fire. You want to put out the fire to save yourself the beam. For that purpose alone, you're not allowed to do nothing doing. You can't put out the fire. What about v'yim b'shvil shlo yishashin abayis? You don't want that your whole house to get smoked up, and it won't be nice to sit there on Yom Tov to have a suda then. Oy hakdeiro, or else you have a pot that shown that mam is burning, and you want to distinguish the fire in order to the pot, the kederi should not burn, then mutter, then you're allowed to do it. So Rashi says, k'dei locha solei, shein kibu zel tzach yomtif. That's time to save the wood, that's awesome. Of a mutter, but if you want it for the purpose your house should not get smoked up, al mo le tzach yomtif shihan ayem shari, even though you're not eating there, you're not eating the wood, you're just taking out the fire in order that you should be able to enjoy your house. So you see, to have enjoyment on yomtif, you're allowed to take out the fire. Here also, if you want to have enjoyment, you want to be with your wife, so it should be mutter to take out the fire on Yom Tov. It's also called Yidun Yotzerach to have Hanor on Yom Tov. So why do you say to take out the fire? For Tashmish, it's also to take out the fire that Yah should not get smoked up. That's mutter. What's the difference? Oh, Mulei, you answer back Echonami. True. You're asking a good question. That the bride says, you have to take out the wood that's smoking up your fire that goes according to Rabbi Yehudi Shita. Ki kamina, when do I say it's osur, anola rabbonim? I say according to rabbonim shita. So Rashi says, Rabbi Yehudi Shita, we'll see later on in the Gemara, Tiyomala kamon, ma'achshire oichal nefeshori. He holds not only cooking the food itself is mutter, but even a hechsher, even to make the oven, in order to be able to cook is also mutter. He holds the hechsher is also mutter. What you need to help you to go cook is also mutter on Yom Tov. V'dorish he dash and Rabbi Yehuda, yaseh lochem lochol tzorcheichem. Whatever you need is mutter to do. Therefore, v'hai namet tzorcheichem he. That's also called your tzorcheichem in order to have your house, that it should not be smoked up. V'chein tashmish, who are deemed to have tashmish with your wife, would also be mutter according to Rabbi Yehuda. It's not only yechol nefesh, any hano enjoyment is mutter. V'yano, but after I told you it's also, l'halocher is the asrinin k'rabonin, the dorish hulav adoy. We hold like the Rabbanan Shita that Hechsher Eichel Nefesh is also on Yom Tov. It's only mutter to do Eichel Nefesh directly. To cook the food is mutter. But to fix up the knife in order to be able to cut the meat, we hold that's also. So you can't have any enjoyment at all. Therefore, taking out the fire, even with Seraph Tashmish, is also also. Boy Menei Abaye Merabba. So Abaye asked a question from Rabba. Mayo Lichbe Sesadleka B'Yom Tov. Are you allowed to put out a fire on Yom Tov? The Gemara says, Hey, Chodik, Askonas Tafashas, this is a question, the house will burn down and kill people, look at me, boyle. Then I have no question, I have no doubt. The Afilu B'Shabbos Shorin, in such a case, even on Shabbos, you'll have to take out the fire. The Kuach Nefesh is Lurk HaShabbos. Keep to me, boyle, where do I have my question? Mishum A, Mishum Ibud Momin. Question, we only it's question, you lose some money, or burn down your house, can you save it on Yom Tov or not? My. Omala Yoster, that's the only purpose, is also, you can't do Moloch to save yourself money. The same halacha, you can't take out a wood to save the wood itself. But if you don't want your whole house to get smoked up, or else you have the food that's going to be burnt, mutter, then you'll have to put out the fire. So you see, you can stop the fire in order to save your house, to enjoy your house. So what then, if your house is going to be burnt down, you should be able to put out the fire to save your house, to enjoy your house, and to have a place to eat. Now the Gemara again, in the same teretz, Hahi Rabbi Yehudi, true. That price goes according to Rabbi Yehudi Shita, that says even a hechsher roichel nefesh, even to make the oven, is mutter to do on Yom Tov. Because any hanor is mutter, so pshita, you could save your house also. Ki kamino, where do I say that it's also on all the rabbonin? I go according to rabbonin shita, that says a hechsher roichel nefesh is also to do on Yom Tov. It's only mutter on Yom Tov, oichel nefesh mamish, what you need to eat on, but not to save yourself the house, to enjoy it. That's also to do on Yom Tov. Boy menei Ravashi memreima. Ravashi is kasha from memreima. Mal likho lesayim biyontif. What's the locha? Could you paint your eyes on yontif? Likho. Tehluchur is a type of a refu. It's some type of a medicine here to put this type of a paint in your eyes. So the Mura says, hey, chadikas takon, if the person is very sick and it's a question of losing his eyes, so go in riri, where mamish is dripping, the yotzadoma, demosa, the kadachas, or else he has not much blood or real sickness there. Where it's a very bad sickness there, your eyes are very inflamed, pussy, then for sure it's mutter. That's called the pikuach nefesh, there it's mutter.
Yeah.
The afilu b'shabbos shor, even on Shabbos also it's mutter. Kikum iboile, where do I have my doubt? Soif uchla. At the end of the sickness, it's no more shaila pikuach nefesh anymore. It's not so bad. Your eyes are beginning to get better now. Just to make a little bit better even. To open up your eyes to have a better eyesight. In other words, it's on the way to heal. It's being healed now. Just you can't see so well. So you want to still put the medicine on to make you see better. To open up your eyes more. Is that mutter or not? Omala Yossi. Said Abuzayat Sosa. On Yom Tov, now to take refuah, you can't take medicine. As Bechlal Bigzer, just like on Shabbos, you can't take medicine. Who was it on Yom Tov? You can't take medicine. So on the first day, Yom Tov, this is also. Eighth, we have the same kasha, and the chavanes of the kasha, you can't take out your beam caught on fire, you can't put out the fire. and I, you're having hano, so you see, for enjoyment, it's mutter, so to be able to see better on Yom Tov is also enjoyment, you'll eat better, it's called hano of Yom Tov. Vishanila gave the same answer, kishaninan, like we answered before. That b'raisa goes according to Rabbi Yehudi Shita, that holds hechsher reich nefesh is mutter, and we're going according to the Rabbanan Shita that holds hechsher reich nefesh is asur. Therefore, it's only mutter, mamash reich nefesh, and not something else. Ameima shori lemicholeno minochi b'shabater. Ameima was matir to let a goy paint your eyes even on Shabbos. In other words, to do a refuah, in case where you are sick, stand up the kuach nefesh, so you're not allowed to take medicine for yourself, but it's called a shvus to shvus. You're letting a goy put the eye paint on your eye. There's no issa de reis, it's only a shiloh of an issa de rabbonin. So it's a shvus to shvus, a shvus to shvus, a mokem cherli, it's mutter. So you let a goy put the medicine in his eyes. Ika the army, some say, Ameim magufa kocholeno minochri b'shabata. Ameim himself let a goy put the eye medicine into his eyes. Omele Ravashi l'ameim, so Ravashi, yes, back to Ameim, my daitcha, why do you say it's mutter? The yoma ula brei de ravi loi, ko tzorche choylo oisnei de nochri b'shabas. Any tzorche choylo, it's only nisa de rabbonin, to give refu on yomtif. To tell a goy to do it is another nisa de rabbonin. That's called the shvus de shvus. It's like two isur de rabbonins. So the klal is the mokim chayli or shmus to shmus is mutter. So therefore you say you let a guy put eye paint, put the eye medicine in your eyes. But the question is, v'yomer Rav Amnuna, yeah, right, no, this is also part of the raya, v'yomer Rav Amnuna also says, v'yomer Rav Amnuna, that koldova shein by sakona. Anything that you know, there's no sakona sefashis. So if it would be a sakona sefashis, you would be allowed to do it yourself on Shabbos. But if it's not a question of sakona sefashis losing your life, then the locher is oymel nochri. You're allowed to tell a guy to do the medicine for you, and he could do it for you. But the klal is honey mili. When do we say that you're allowed to tell a guy to put the medicine on you? Heicha deloy misayeh badei, where you're not helping the guy. The guy is doing it by himself. That's called the shvus to shvus. Avomar, but you are neymar. Ko misayeh badei, you're helping the guy. The ko ometz oposach, you have to open and close your eyes. So by you opening your eyes, you're doing a maisa, helping the guy, putting the medicine. So to help the guy, you have no right? You have no right to help the guy put the medicine in. And he could... So Omalei, Omalei Icho Rav Zvid, Icho Rav Zvid, the Koy Kavosach. Rav Zvid also holds like you. Rav Shneil, he asked a question like you, but they gave an answer on this. The answer is, and Rav Zvid also used to ask the same type of a question. But there it is poshid that Mesayeya ain't by mamish. Such a Mesayeya is not called, such a help is not called anything. So Rashi explains, Mesayeya, this type of help, ain't by mamish means nothing. That means, Mishay noisa malocha, mamish. You're not doing anything really. Hello, Mesayeya mat, you're only helping a little bit. Ki hai, like over here. Obalavu misabit, and without you, it also is done. Ain't by mamish. That's not called doing anything. So if somebody could do it, and somebody can't do the melacha, they do it together, the one that can't do it is not called doing anything. So this misliya, this help along, is not called helping. Helping means where you can't do it yourself, and you need somebody else's help with you, then it's called two people are doing it. But here the guy could do it by himself. You're just giving him a little bit help, which is like nothing, that's mutter. It's called the guy is doing the medicine, and the guy is allowed to put medicine on you on Shabbos. But Ameimah shori lemicholena biyomtiv shena shirosh Hashanah. Ameimah was matter that on the second day of Rosh Hashanah to put, use medicine. He was matter he himself put on this medicine on his eyes on the second day of Rosh Hashanah. Now, Omalei Ravashi l'Ameimah, so Ravashi back to Ameimah. A question to you. Bishleim, a regular yomtiv sheni, is good. But a yomtiv shena shirosh Hashanah we have in the first Gemara, we hold it like a din vaday. It's 2 days as a chumra. V'yomah Rav said like this. Nes b'yomtiv rishon, if somebody dies in the first day yomtiv, yisaskel b'yanimim. If you want to make the kfura the first day, you only have to let goyim do the kfura. The yomtiv sheni, let's say a Jew dies in the second day yomtiv, then yisaskel b'yisrael. Even a Jew is allowed to be Isaac in the kfura, carry him. V'yafilu b'shneim tomesh Rosh Hashanah. Even on the second day Rosh Hashanah, since l'maisa it's only midirabbonin, the second day Rosh Hashanah, it's not midiraisa, the rabbonin will make on the gaya to a mace, you can do whatever you want.